Jimmy Kimmel thrashes Democrats sending Harris campaign fundraising emails weeks after defeat. By Warner Todd Houston on November 19, 2024. Left-wing late-night host Jimmy Kimmel took a blowtorch to Democrats for continuing to send fundraising emails for Kamala Harris weeks after she was trounced in the 2024 elections. Kimmel, who has shilled for the Democrat Party since taking on his role as host of ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live, was livid that the Democrat Party has continued to send out a constant stream of fundraising emails and letters to supporters long after she lost the election in a landslide to the one candidate that Kimmel hates the most, Donald Trump. Now that the election is over, Kimmel told his studio audience during his November 18th monologue, "This is that melancholy part of the postscript when you realize that once a candidate has your email address, they will never stop contacting you." Over the weekend, he continued, "I received not one, but six fundraising emails from the Harris campaign, including, 'There has never been a more important time to donate to the Harris Fight Fund program than right now. Now, I'm not an expert when it comes to campaigns, but I'm pretty sure there has been a better time," he quipped. I get so many, I feel like I'm being baby reindeered by these people," he added. He then read the text of another email which said, "James, in a moment we are going to ask you to donate $100 to the Harris Victory Fund program." "The Harris Victory Fund program?" Kimmel scoffed. "Maybe we start by giving it a new name, and go from there," he exclaimed. "This is like Blockbuster still trying to collect late fees for those VHS tapes." Harris campaign officials say these requests for money is meant to go to the Democratic National Committee. "You're not being asked to give money to one candidate who lost one race," he went on to say, "you're being asked to give money to a whole committee that lost so many races all over the country. Why aren't they releasing limited Kamala Harris watches, or Bibles, or golden high tops? Have they learned nothing from this loss?" he concluded, referencing the many products, collectibles, and campaign paraphernalia that carry Trump's name. From there, Kimmel took a very rare shot at President Joe Biden and showed the video of Biden's very strange behavior in the Amazon rainforest, where he closed a speech and then just wandered off into the forest behind his podium. "And he was never seen again," Kimmel joked. Kimmel, of course, was widely mocked for actually breaking into tears during his first monologue after Election Day, when voters thoroughly rejected Kimmel's candidate and Harris lost in a landslide to Trump. "Let's be honest. It was a terrible night last night," he said, his voice shaking. "It was a terrible night for women, for children, for the hundreds of thousands of hard-working immigrants who make this country go, for health care, for our climate, for science, for journalism, for justice, for free speech." Trump broke Jimmy Kimmel. "We are so back, baby." pic.twitter.com/hf98pkdtw3. I meme, therefore I am, at @MmeZero, November 7, 2024. He continued, "It was a terrible night for poor people, for the middle class, for seniors who rely on Social Security, for our allies in Ukraine, for NATO, for the truth and democracy and decency." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.